You know, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families ever since 9/11. Now, hero first responders and service members, the people that serve our communities, our country, those who die in the line of duty, those who are catastrophically injured, veterans who have fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Now, Arno was killed while protecting his community. He was battling a warehouse fire. He left behind a wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made their memories with their hero. Now you can join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on the mission to do good and support the families of America's greatest heroes, and that means the families of fallen first responders just like Jason Arno and Gold Star families with young children and catastrophically injured service members and also homeless vets. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hey, did you know that one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, to honor that flag, Pure Talk is supporting America's Warrior Partnership. Now, they have a mission to prevent veteran suicide. Now, you can help this great cause simply by making the switch to Pure Talk before Flag Day. Get America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean for superior cell phone service, and you get to help a vet in need.
Well, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song. We'll all be flying higher than a jetliner. And if you want a little bang in your yin-yang, come along.
Why don't you have more to say about the Trump indictment?
It is an ongoing case, and I've been very clear about that.
And I never thought anything like this could happen. The only crime that I have committed is to fearlessly defend our nation from those who seek to destroy it.
So far, he's just giving his normal list of grievances. We don't consider that necessarily newsworthy, and there's a cost to us as a news organization of knowingly broadcasting untrue things.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
The new Sean Hannity Show. More behind-the-scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America. Coming up next, our final news roundup and information overload hour.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour. Thank you for being with us. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. I saw that the Reverend Al Sharpton is back in the mix, and Al Sharpton talking about, oh, this being spiritual justice with Donald Trump, and, you know, implying that his past is basically his chickens are coming home to roost, to quote the great philosopher, the Reverend Jeremiah Wright. I wonder if this applies, though, to Al Sharpton himself, because we have some of his greatest hits. We played some on TV last night. Here's a short reminder of your favorite MSDNC host.
Proud of the American people. You ain't nothing. You a punk. Now come on, do something.
You're the best chicken fries in the universe. And we don't go buy some kind of sandwich chicken. Folks was in the cave when we had built empires. We learned to admire them, but they knew to admire us. We built pyramids for Donald Trump. Ever knew what architecture was.
I was saying those words about the first African-American mayor in New York City. Pretty amazing. Imagine if a Republican said it.
probably in a campaign, they would say that that's racist, and they would be right. Anyway, Mark Simone is the host of the Hit Morning Show on our New York affiliate, AM 710 WOR. Joe Concha, Fox News contributor, author of the best-selling book, Come On, Man, and also the only honest media reporter in the country, and frankly, it deserves his own show on Fox. I don't know. Nobody's listening to me, Joe, but I'm trying. You know, I mean, what's funny about this to me is if you are a liberal, you get a pass. If you are a conservative, you never get a pass. If you are a conservative and you spit on the sidewalk or jaywalk, you're going to get arrested, get a ticket. If you're Joe Biden, if you're Hunter Biden, if you're any Biden, if you're any Clinton, you know, we have a dual justice system. And it's amazing to me that the media mob, they're perfectly fine with an arrest on a bogus charge using a law that has never been tried before, whose statute of limitations is long past, and they're treating this, you know, like the O.J. Simpson and the Bronco chase back in the day when he was being accused of murdering two people.
Yeah, Sean, they're invested on two levels, right? They're invested in terms of ratings, in terms of clicks. You see this week that the ratings jumps. CNN wasn't even averaging 500,000 viewers on average per day. That is very hard to do when you're in nearly 100 million homes, right? You could do the math on that. And now they've seen their ratings triple as a result of Trump arraignment syndrome, which is a new term that I'm hoping to copyright at some point, TAS. But then they're also invested, obviously, from an emotional level because they hate the man so much. So it's a double... it's a double win for them as far as they're concerned. They get the ratings, they get the what little relevancy they had back at least for a short time, and obviously they get to see Donald Trump be walked into a courtroom. So that's the way this is going to work. But I don't think, Sean, Alvin Bragg is interested in a conviction here. I think Democrats as a whole want to keep Trump front and center for as long as possible, just like they did in 2022 with the January 6th hearings and the Mar-a-Lago raid. That made the midterms a referendum somehow on a guy who wasn't on the ballot and wasn't in office for nearly 2 years. They want to keep this going, and we know that by the fact that this trial will happen, if it isn't dismissed, in January of 2024. That's the Iowa caucuses, right? So they want to do this because they know that if Trump isn't front and center, then maybe the guy who's currently in the Oval Office is front and center with his record disastrous on the economy, on crime, on the border, on education, and foreign policy. But as long as Joe Biden isn't the focus and Donald Trump's legal troubles are, Democrats consider that the win, not the conviction.
Okay, I agree with everything you said, except I'll take it a step further, and I believe, Mark Simone, that it's a little deeper than that, because immediately following this, you know, sideshow with Alvin Bragg, and they're not going to bring it back up until December, right before the Iowa caucuses, New Hampshire primary, South Carolina, Florida, Super Tuesday. So he'll be in the midst of all of this, but I think that's part of the strategy. He'll have to deal with a civil suit in New York as it relates to an allegation of some type of sexual assault from 27 years ago. Then you have the issue of what's going on in Georgia and another DA running to get Trump on the ballot out there with a grand jury after seating a super grand jury with a jury four person. I like was really hoping that Donald Trump would show up, because if he showed up, I'd get to swear him in, and I'd have my own 60 minutes with Donald Trump. And I
did. You personally want to hear from the former president?
I wanted to hear from the former president, but honestly, I kind of wanted to subpoena the former president because I got to swear everybody in. And so I thought it'd be really cool to get 60 seconds
really
with President
cool.
Trump, of me looking at him and being like, do you solemnly swear? And me getting to swear him in. I kind of thought that would be an awesome moment.
That'd be such an awesome moment. I'm listening to this. I'm cracking up. Anyway, Mark Simone.
Well, good. Keep indicting him. Since Tuesday's indictment, he's up 10 points. He's now 35 points ahead of Ron DeSantis. Now, I hear DeSantis is now running red lights, littering, trying to get himself arrested so he can get back in the race.
I haven't heard that. The governor's running red lights, which, by the way, is standard operating procedure for people in high office.
But Trump had two problems, if you go back a month ago. People would say DeSantis is the big star. Well, now Trump is the big star. You know anybody else that could just drive in from the airport and every network would have helicopters covering every inch of the trip? And then they would say Trump is the past. Let's not go back to this. Well, now he's the present. Now he's as current and as hot as anybody could be. They put him back in the race with a commanding. Keep indicting him. He'll just keep going up another 10 points each time.
You really think so? You don't think this legal tsunami that he's facing, you know, and look, a lot of people are saying that they want to bloody him up, not necessarily convict him, but just keep him distracted enough, in the news enough, all negative press, except for a few honest people out there like us, just slamming on him every day and thinking that that increases the chances that they win?
You know him. If everything's fine and peaceful, he's in trouble. When you start punching him and put him into real trouble, that's where he comes to life. He's the best counter-puncher fighter ever in the world. And when people see how he fights for himself, they're sick of crime and everything else and what's going on around the world. They want a fighter in office. This is going to make him.
Well, it didn't make a difference in Chicago, Joe Contra, because they just elected basically Lori Lightweight on steroids and human growth hormone, because this guy's as hardcore release the criminals as she was.
Yeah, Sean, when I joked on the air about Let's Go Brandon, I didn't mean this Brandon, all right, in Chicago.
I don't know. I thought you meant this Brandon. I was pretty sure you meant that Brandon.
Brandon Johnson. I mean, you wouldn't think there'd be somebody worse than, say, Lori Lightfoot or Muriel Bowser or Bill de Blasio, but we found him, and now Chicago, which, honestly, I know Mark loves New York. I love Chicago, right? I love Wrigley Field. I love the Sears Tower. I love everything about the Navy Pier, and it's not the city, just like New York, that it once was, not even close. I mean, you see the crime statistics. They are horrifying, and this guy only will make it infinitely worse, if that is possible. It's just unbelievable that a socialist there won. And look at the vote totals, Sean. That's the most telling thing. They couldn't even, both candidates combined, couldn't even get 500,000 votes cast in a city of millions. You would think people in Chicago would care more and not elect somebody like this, but they largely stayed home. And that is so telling. I mean, aren't you sick of what's going on in your city? Let your voices be heard. Go to the ballot box. But what the heck? This guy won with 274,000 votes in Chicago? That's all it takes to be mayor? I'm flabbergasted.
A SWAT team, by the way, was called to Chicago's Trump Tower after a rifle-carrying woman entered the building. I'm sure they're going to say it was a Trump supporter. That's almost standard fare for the media mob lies. All right, RFK Jr. will now challenge Joe Biden for want a candidate other than Joe Biden. Joe Biden has now put off his announcement, which was supposed to be right after the new year, to sometime in July. I don't think there's a person on earth that thinks that this guy has the cognitive strength, Mark Simone, to be the president. But anyway, 54% of Democrats and Democratic-leaning independents watching all of what's going on in the country, they don't want him anymore.
Well, yeah, listen, I think I remember RFK Jr. getting wiped out by you in a couple of debates. So he's not the strongest guy in the world as far as speaking campaign skills.
Well, there was a great moment. You do know that moment, right? Where, so we're on the set. It was Hannity and Combs back in the day, and RFK Jr. is on the show, and he's sitting between us. And anyway, at some point he mentioned that he had to catch a flight after the show, and the show ends at 10 o'clock. And I'm like, where are you going? And I forget where he said he was going. And I just had a hunch that there was no commercial airline leaving at that time of night for some obscure part of the country, because it wasn't Los Angeles, Chicago, Dallas, Florida, or, you know, any big metropolitan area. So I said, oh, you must be traveling private. In the meantime, we were talking about climate change and global warming and the environment. And I said, typical liberal hypocrite, just like at Davos in Switzerland, they all fly to the climate summit in their private jets, which I have no problem that they have them, but don't tell me to stop eating meat, and don't tell me I can't drive an SUV with an 8-cylinder.
Yeah, and what's his big issue, anti-vax? I mean, they'll probably reveal that he's had his 7th booster already. I mean, I just don't trust this guy. The Kennedy name doesn't mean a lot to me right now.
What, do you think he can have any impact at all, Joe Contra?
Zero.
Okay, I'm just checking.
No, but let me go back to
how do you really feel?
Yeah, right. What you mentioned before about this report in Axios that Biden may not announce until July or even the fall. Of course he's not going to announce, because that would require work, right? When you're a candidate and a president, you then have to then campaign sometimes, and he wants a repeat of 2020 when he's out there as little as possible. Let me read to you today, guys, the president's schedule, April 6th, all right? He gets the daily briefing at 11 a.m. Why not earlier? I'm not quite sure, because that has national security implications in it on a daily basis. Then at 4 o'clock, okay, so we're going 5 hours later, the president departs the White House en route to Fort Leslie J. McNair. At 4:20 p.m., the president and the first lady depart Fort Leslie J. McNair en route to Camp David. So now it's Thursday. He doesn't work the whole day. He leaves for Fort David, where he will be there until Monday. There's your president, everybody. Even if you make mistakes, I'd like to see at least an effort, and the effort just isn't there. So he won't announce until he absolutely has to, because that would require working, and this guy at this age, in his state of mind, simply doesn't want to do the job while the border's falling apart, inflation's still sky high, crime, like we talked about, is out of control, and we have 30-year lows in test scores amongst our children, which as a parent really is concerning, but yet, here's your president. Have a good four-day weekend, pal.
All right, quick break. More with Mark Simone and Joe Concha on the other side.
You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. Now, they are the heroes that put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Now, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers thankfully paid off his mortgage, and they gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. His home also gives him hope. And with the help of people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers. This is a great mission. They support America's heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hey, did you know one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, it's in honor of that flag and what it stands for that Pure Talk is now supporting America's Warrior Partnership in their mission to prevent veteran suicide. Ask a vet. The transition to civilian life can be very difficult, especially in this economy. Access to housing, employment, even getting their earned VA benefits can be really hard. Now, that's where America's Warrior Project steps in. They provide fundamental needs to our warriors. You can help this great cause simply by switching before Flag Day to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Now, choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone service to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, and you can help a vet in need. All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets, and who helps our nation to never forget 9/11/01? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans programs and the foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute. They're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, number 2, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger King.
Yippee, would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hey, did you know one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, it's in honor of that flag and what it stands for that Pure Talk is now supporting America's Warrior Partnership in their mission to prevent veteran suicide. Ask a vet. The transition to civilian life can be very difficult, especially in this economy. Access to housing, employment, even getting their earned VA benefits can be really hard. Now, that's where America's Warrior Project steps in. They provide fundamental needs to our warriors. You can help this great cause simply by switching before Flag Day to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Now, choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone service to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, and you can help a vet in need.
All right, we continue. Mark Simone and Joe Concha are with us. Let me put you both to the test, see who gets closest. The prize will give you Mantis X, although, Mark, you don't like firearms, do you?
Firearms, as long as they're not pointed at me.
Don't worry. In New York, nobody can guarantee that. The city that you're never going to leave, the city that you're born in and are going to die in and pay all of that inheritance tax, you enjoy your New York City. It's all yours because I want no part of it. Anyway, how many minutes do you think, just the big three networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, how many minutes do you think they devoted to Trump and the issue of corruption and this criminal Alvin Bragg issue versus Biden family corruption? Who would like to go first?
I'll go first, but I just need to know the time frame. Is this over a week, a day?
Just recently.
Recently. Okay, so probably since...
I'll give you the exact date. It was 20 days, March 16th through April 5th.
All right, so we're talking about... I wonder if just the evening newscast or as a whole. I'm going to go with the evening newscast, probably.
Evening newscast.
Okay. So those are 22 minutes a night. We're talking about 3 weeks. Probably 20. I will go with 415 minutes, and I have not seen the number. So I'm truly guessing, and I hope.
415 minutes of coverage for who? Trump or Biden? I assume Trump.
Oh, Trump, and then Biden, corruption. I'll quote Dean Wormer from Animal House. 0.0.
That is a great line. That was a great movie. It's, by the way, on a night you just want a veg, either watch that or My Cousin Vinny. It's another great movie, a classic. Mark Simone, what's your best guess?
Oh, minutes, 415,000.
Okay, there's not enough minutes in that time frame from March 16th to April 5th.
You're claiming they gave even 1 minute to Biden corruption? I don't believe that. I'd put it at zero. Literally zero.
You put Biden at zero. What would you put the Trump coverage minutes at?
There's no number. I mean, it's millions. Millions.
Well, you don't have millions between. They only have a 22-minute broadcast every night. Five nights. Well, I guess 7 nights a week. How many minutes?
All three networks.
All three networks.
How long? The first 10 minutes every night is Trump corrupt. The first 10 minutes of every newscast.
Okay. Give me a number. I'm not your roaming calculator here.
What do you say, 415? I feel like I'm on The Price is Right. I'll say 515.
Oh, okay, really? That's a good number. Anyway, it was 658 minutes. That's 10 hours and 58 minutes and 17 seconds on Trump investigation, 0 seconds on Biden family corruption. On average, network audiences saw 33 minutes a day. And Joe rightly points out that they have 22 minutes of coverage. Anyway, guys, appreciate you both. Thank you, Mark Simone and Joe Concha. 800-941-SHAWN is our number. We'll get to your phone calls when we come back. All right, let's get to our busy phones here. Well, you know what? Before, I want to play something for you. So one of the most popular segments now that we're doing on Hannity, and it cracks me up every time we do it, and they're all new. Because whenever Biden speaks, he can't do it. It's just gotten that bad. It's that obvious. It's that transparent. His cognitive, mess is now as obvious as it's ever been. So we call it Biden's blunders of the week. And then I end up sometimes playing it 2 days a week because he speaks twice during the week, which is very rare. He doesn't like to speak at all. They hide him, you know, call a lid at, you know, 12 in the afternoon. He's done for the day. What has he done so far? Nothing. Anyway, let's play Biden's gaffes or blunders of the week. Listen.
Please have a seat if you have one. As the governor's heard me say before, when I was first became president, I was at a major event, and I said, everybody have a seat. The press wrote, he's just so dumb, he didn't even know there were no seats. Anyway, I'm glad you have seats to sit in. We're proving it's never been a good bet, a good bet to bet against America.
Is your president on OPEC? Do you have any reaction to the oil production cuts, sir? OPEC?
So dumb, he didn't even know. Progress we've made in building an economy from the middle out and the bottom up. Because when it comes from the top down, my dad's kitchen table, not much dropped on that kitchen table from the top down. And just remember, it's just important to remember who we are. We're the United States of America.
You know, one other thing before we get to your calls here, you just can't make this stuff up about Biden, is the mob and the media is so full of Adam Schiff. I just can't stand being lied to. And they lie to us. They all said this. It's such a sad day that Donald Trump was indicted. It's so sad. They're not sad. They're high-fiving, doing backflips, because this is what they wanted ever since Donald Trump came down that escalator. They have done everything in their power to smear, slander, lie about, besmirch, Russia hoax, on and just take it from there and go. And it was such a sad day for America. That's what they say. Listen.
Regardless of what side, what party you're in, regardless of anything, it's just really sad that a former president is getting indicted.
Well, there is a sadness, I think, that we got to this point in America.
Well, it is a sad day for America. It's a new low for the American presidency.
It's not a celebratory night. It is a serious night. And a somber moment for our country.
Really, this should be a somber moment, right? I have a lot of friends on the left side of the spectrum who are doing a happy dance right now, and I don't think that's appropriate.
Well, somebody today said, you know, this is a very sad day. And I think that is true because you're seeing a former president in the dock.
Joyless Behar over at that hard-hitting news show, The View, is declaring the Republican Party will never win again national elections. Listen.
They've said it all, but this is the beginning of the end of the Republican Party as I see it. I don't see that they're going to win in any elections anymore in this country, not national elections. Yeah. They're on the wrong side. These kids were born in 1997, not 1897, which is where the Republican Party is going. Yeah. And they're like, hey, whoa, hold up. I don't want to get killed in school. Yeah. I don't want to, you know, be in the middle of another tornado or whatever the hell's going on in this country. All I hear about are tornadoes all the time. Is that climate change?
It is. Probably. It is part of climate change.
You know, and they don't want all these. They don't want it. They want their abortion rights just in case.
Yeah,
I
think young women want.
And they're gonna. The only way the Republican Party fights against this is to raise the voting age, stop people from voting. Right. All they do is tricks.
All right, and that's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men good-looking, and all the children are above average. All right, let's get to our phones. The free state of Florida, Eric is with us. What's up, Eric? How are you? Glad you called, sir.
Oh, thank you for taking my call, Sean. I just wanted to say, every time I listen to the media, they're always putting out this unsubstantiated lie that Trump is a threat to our democracy. That's their buzz phrase that they use endlessly over and over again. And I think we've got to have a phrase. And I was thinking the one phrase that would be valuable to use is that Trump creates value for America. I think that's something that could be repeated over and over again. And if you agree with that, I'd like you to maybe pass it on.
No, I think it's very effective. Look, the bottom line is promises made, promises kept. Donald Trump kept his promises. You know, when I was vetting him, and I had known him for a lot of years, and he had the thought that he might want to run for president. Well, that led to a series of phone calls and meetings with me and him. And I said, I'm not even going to look at you as a presidential candidate, or a potential candidate, and think about supporting you if you don't have the same beliefs and values that I do. And we talked about everything, foreign policy. At the time, he was saying we should have taken the oil. In retrospect, he's not, he wasn't wrong. He was right. I think we should have. And we went over, you know, issues like abortion. He told me how he, how his position changed. Okay. Why did you donate all this money to, Democratic candidates? Because I wanted to keep buildings going up in New York and I was playing the game. I don't like the game, but that's the game. And he wasn't wrong. He was telling the truth. There was a certain refreshing honesty about him. Then we got into issues involving the Second Amendment. Then we got into issues involving immigration and energy independence, and healthcare. And we went through the gamut and America's place in the world and America's, you know, how he views this country and the Constitution. And then I went out publicly and I started saying that, no, he's convinced me he's a real conservative. And I have to have credibility with you and my audience and tell you the truth of what I believe. And I think that I've been proven right. I got the crap beat out of me by even friends of mine. I mean, I have no, Glenn Beck isn't an enemy of mine. I mean, I like Glenn Beck, but I mean, he was beating the crap out of me for like at least a year. Other, you know, conservatives, people that came around later, but you know, they didn't know him the way that I did. Just like I knew Dr. Oz would govern conservatively. Nobody believed me. You know, he ended up...
This is a... All right, go ahead, Sean. I just want to say this is a war of words, okay? And they're saying that Trump is a threat to our democracy. We've got to counter with Trump creates value for America. We got to have a buzz phrase that's repeated endlessly.
And let me think through what you're saying, because words do matter, and the most effective way to do it, I like yours. Let me just think through it. I think you're on to something very important, and that is positioning the Democrats for who they are. That's why I use the term they're part of the climate alarmist religious cult. That's why, you know, New Green Deal radical socialists. You know, certain things that I say that I believe are effective that says a lot without having to repeat it every day. Eric, appreciate it, buddy. Thank you. North Carolina, Zan, the man, is with us. What's up, Zan? How are you, sir?
Hey, Sean, I'd like to start with saying it's an honor to speak with you, and thank you for everything that you do for our great country of the United States of America.
Well, thank you for giving me this microphone and that camera. Thank you.
And also, I'd like to start with a quick analogy, the proverbial cookie jar, that the last cookie is being stolen from the cookie jar, and a Democrat caught red-handed with a hand in the cookie jar. Well, all of the other Democrats are going to say no. It was not a Democrat. It was probably Trump, but they're going to stick together with that. And that leads me to there's so much division in the Republican Party. We're not sticking together. And this banter between Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis is just so counterproductive. I feel that Trump in 4 years got more done for the benefit of our country than all the other presidents combined in my lifetime. I'm 57 years old.
And by the way, Joe Biden has ruined the country worse than five of our worst presidents combined in less than 2 years.
I'm not going to get started on that because I'm not supposed to use profanity. So let's move on. But what
actually we made now you made us all curious. We want to know what you really think. But go ahead.
No. Anyway, if Ron DeSantis and President Trump were to run together, and President Trump has already had 4 years in the White House, he accomplished a great amount of things in the benefit of our country. Ron has not been there yet, but if he could run as the VP under Donald Trump, and they together could accomplish so much that there's no way the American people could turn their backs on these individuals as leaders of our country, if they could succeed in this, that doesn't give us just 4 years of good leadership. It gives us 12, potentially 12.
Let me answer your question, because unfortunately I have something called a clock and I got to adhere to that. I wish there was not this back and forth between them. When I interviewed President Trump, I said, you guys were friends. What happened? And that was the question. And when I interview Ron DeSantis next time, I'll ask him the question. In fairness to the governor, it was President Trump that, you know, fired the first shot across the bow. And, you know, it is the nature of primaries that that eventually is going to happen. I think it has started too early, but perhaps President Trump's thinking is, you know, I'm going to stop this right here and now because it's an issue. And he feels that he was very instrumental in helping Governor DeSantis win his first election. And I would argue that is a true statement. Then I would argue that, you know, Ron DeSantis did a great job and he did that on his own. And he's earned the reputation of being one of the country's by far best governors. And do I like it? No, I don't. Do I think your idea is a good one? Yes, I do. Do I think it's going to happen? No, I don't. And I think there's just too much bad blood there. And to me, it's unfortunate because I would prefer at this moment of time with full, complete, you know, knowledge that eventually it's going to be a brawl. When we get to the end and Super Tuesday's coming, I promise you it's going to be a brawl. When South Carolina comes, it's going to be a brawl. I get it. That's part of the process. And probably it makes every candidate stronger in the end, so it's not a bad thing. But I just don't think it's realistic to think that that can happen. And that, you know, unfortunately, I would rather they unite and fight against the disaster that is Joe Biden's presidency and fight for the principles that we all agree on. Conservative principles work. They're working in Florida. They work when Trump was president. He did a phenomenal job as president. And I think Ron DeSantis did a phenomenal job as governor. I don't like it. And you know what? It's interesting. People that don't like Donald Trump, you know, even guys like Bolton and Mitt Romney and Jeb Bush and others, Governor DeSantis has been, you know, out of having a battle with Trump. They all see what is happening to him as a danger to our great republic and our constitution. And they've all spoken out on Trump's behalf. None of them like him because Trump goes hard. He knows one pitch, high, tight and hard. That's how he fights. And he is, you know, I would argue that if he threw in a curveball occasionally, that it would benefit him enormously. I've actually had discussions with him about that. But, you know, nobody listens to me on anything. Nobody listens. My kids don't listen. Linda doesn't listen. My staff doesn't listen. Nobody listens to me. True or false, Linda?
I don't listen to you.
No. There you go. Anyway, Zan, appreciate the call. I think your idea is good. All right, Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern on the Fox News Channel. We continue our analysis of what is nothing but a legal witch hunt against Donald Trump with Greg Jarrett. Alan Dershowitz will join us. Senator Kennedy is back. We love Senator Kennedy. Piers Morgan, who spent 90 minutes interviewing Stormy Daniels. I'm not exactly sure why, but we'll talk to him about it. Also, Tommy Lahren, Kayleigh McEnany, Clay Travis, and maybe even Caitlyn Jenner, if she's available, on the Fox News Channel. Set your DVR. News you'll never get from the media mob. Audience show, free tickets, Hannity.com. If you'd like to join a studio audience, we'd love to have you. We'll see you tonight at 9. Set your DVR. Back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible.
All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11/01? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans Programs and the foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute. They're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, number 2, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com.
the hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at High5Casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now, you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.